I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. World leaders meeting in Paris pledged over $1 billion to help Ukrainians survive the winter. Fighting has devastated houses and infrastructure. Pastor Dima, a partner with the Slava Gospel Association, recently visited the Kherson region with food and warm blankets. Eric Mock tells us,
most of us can't imagine what it would be like to walk down a street littered with burned out hulks of vehicles, passing by yard fences that are completely obliterated from shrapnel, and houses that most of them don't have roofs on it because they've been shot up, and to see people that are going on as if this was normal life.
As they distribute this aid through local churches, people are showing an interest in the story of Jesus, so pray many would be drawn to his love. And as you gather with family and friends for Christmas this year, remember Haiti. On Christmas Day, For Haiti with Love brings hundreds of kids together for a party. Because of the poverty levels, the kids they would invite wouldn't normally celebrate Christmas, says Eva DeHart, so it doesn't interfere with family celebrations.
We get about 500 kids invited to our headquarters and make sure that they get a full meal. So they leave with their tummies full and they each get at least one new gift.
For Haiti with Love staff tell kids that the gifts are a symbol of God's gift to us. And then they take the opportunity to talk about the birth of Jesus, his death and resurrection, and his continuing work in the world. Pray many children would experience the love of God through this celebration. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.